talking to a Hollywood mom that everybody knows and loves, Molly Ringwald. She's, of course, known most often as a teenager from her roles in movies like 16 Candles and The Breakfast Club. But today she stars in the ABC Family's Secret Life of the American Teenager show. She has three children, a daughter and then a set of twins. And on top of that, she's the author of a new book that's part memoir, part beauty guide, part handbook called Getting the Pretty Back. Along for the ride with us is our own Rafer Guzman. He, in addition to being Newsday's movie critic, he's a bona fide Molly Ringwald fan, right,
Rafer? I am indeed.
Well, Molly, let me start with you with your book, because like I said, it is a little bit of a memoir, but you use remembrances of your own teenage years and turning 40 to kind of describe the process of what you say getting the pretty back. It's almost like the book is taking people like myself who grew up with you on the screen and saying, hey, look, we're 40 now. You not only have to accept me in this motherly role, but accept yourself as well. Was that one of the reasons why you would publish these thoughts?
Well, yeah, I do feel like people really do feel like they grew up with me. I mean, people did grow up with me because those films have really become sort of a rite of passage. And, you know, and as I'm turning 40, all the people that grew up with me are turning 42, and I think going through a lot of the same, you know, issues. And I've always found it incredibly reassuring to read books that I relate to. You know, where I can say, oh, I'm going through that. She's going through that, I'm going through that too. And that's really the sort of feeling that I wanted people to have when reading my book, you know, sort of like sitting down with a good friend over a bottle of wine and just, you know, laughing about stuff.
Well, Rafer Guzman is our new movie critic. He's also the new movie critic for Newsday, and he has a couple questions for you as well.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks.
I had one question to lead off with. You know, I wanted to look back at some of the movies that you were in when you were a teenager, and like a lot of teen movies, the parents are often absent, and often they're not part of that teen world. You know, like in Pretty in Pink, your character's mother had left the picture when you were little. In Breakfast Club, you know, we see a brief glimpse of your dad, but never your mom. For you as a parent yourself, do you worry about the days when your children will go off into that kind of teenage world and you'll be sort of on the outside looking in? I'm a parent, and I have a very young kid, but I worry about that.
Remember that, you know, my daughter is just crazy about my husband and me right now, and she wants to spend all of her time with us. And sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, you know, because, you know, we want to spend time with each other, and we have two other children that are 10 months old right now, and sometimes it's a little bit much. But then I always try to remember myself, you know, this is not going to be that way forever. She's going to be a teenager. And that's going to happen pretty soon, you know, because I think kids grow up, you know, faster in every single generation. So I try to remind myself that, yeah, that is going to happen. But I think it happens for a relatively short period of time. I mean, at least that's the way that it was with me. When I was a teenager, I didn't really want to spend much time with my parents. I think that's just part of growing up.
Right. Me too, I guess. That's true. One more for you. You know, we were talking about some of our favorite movie moms, and I was talking about Terry Garr in Mr. Mom, who is one of my favorites, although she's kind of an absentee mother. And then I was also mentioning,
she's really more of the mom in that movie.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then we were also talking about Dumbo, you know, and Mrs. Jumbo, his mother, is this, you know, super protective, you know, she'll do anything to protect her kid from the outside world.
Baby Mine is like a surefire way to get me to cry.
Oh, yeah. Disney's so good at that kind of stuff.
We're not going to get you to sing it, are we, Molly? I guess that's a no.
Probably not. But in your opinion, you know, what do you think, you know, when we see these movie roles on screen, what do you think's worse, the absentee mom, the one who's not there, or the sort of, you know, perfect kind of, ideal movie mom?
Well, the kind of moms that I really like are ones that are present but are flawed. You know, I'm not really particularly interested by the perfect mom because, for one thing, I really don't think that exists. And for another thing, you know, as an actor, that's really not an interesting role to play. I mean, when I think of great moms in movies, Shirley MacLaine in Terms of Endearment comes to mind because she's so flawed, but she's so full of love for her child that she will just go to all of these crazy lengths and she was magnificent in that role. That comes to mind. And then also I was thinking about Carmella, Edie Falco's character in The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a really great fictional mom as well.
Okay, what's your number one thing somebody can do if they want to, as you say, get the pretty back in a mature way?
There's so much that you can do, but it's really hard to pick one thing. But I think really, basically do some serious soul searching and remember what it was that you wanted to be when you grew up, and figure out how far away you are from that. And if you're very, very far away, figure out whether or not it was you that changed your mind, or whether life changed your mind for you, and sort of take steps to get back to who you really are. I think that's really if there's one theme to my book, I think that would probably be it.
A mature message from Molly Ringwald, author of Getting the Pretty Back and star of ABC Family's Secret Life of the American Teenager, as well as many memorable movies that we all grew up with, including The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles. Thank you so much, Molly.
Caroline laughs when it's raining all day.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.